The most relevant question to ask any school board candidate is about funding. Balancing the expenses or needs of the district against revenues is most of a school board member's job. Jennifer McNichol says it's a tough position to be in since the school district has no way to raise revenue. It has to advocate for funding from local and state government, and she's willing to do that.
There's a lot of moving parts as far as the funding we receive, but then there's a lot of fixed things as far as our expenses. So it's a tough balancing act. I think trying to advocate for what we do and why it should be supported and why it should be a priority is an important job for all of us, not just board members, but the whole community.
Ed Gray is running for the second time for school board. His top issue is his belief that schools are gradually being nationalized through new academic standards called the Common Core.
You know, we're facing crises that, you know, the school district's not even talking about yet, and funding problems. And till we regain control over our school district, until we can make those decisions, we're going to struggle. It's a no-win situation for us.
Gray uses the term Fed Ed to encapsulate his position on federal involvement in local districts. But with a year of service under her belt, McNichol did not accept the idea that schools are being taken over by federal government.
Our budget is, you know, $20 to $21 million. We get less than $1.3 million from federal funding. The majority of our funding is from state funds and then our local contribution. So we're not largely federally funded by any means or any stretch of the imagination.
Gray did not elaborate on his ideas much beyond this ideological beachhead. Asked how he'd respond if the district were forced to make significant budget cuts this year due to under-enrollment, Gray was steadfast.
We may not need a local school board before long if we continue down this, continue down the Fed Ed path. So and that's why we're so committed to ending it, so we can make these decisions, so we can make spending decisions over our educational resources.
The we Gray refers to is vague. He describes it as a loose coalition of legislators and school officials who oppose Fed Ed. He says they use the research sent down by Alaskans Against the Common Core, but they are not that group. Something about this didn't add up for McNichol.
I would rather be having our local school board making decisions about standards and assessments and things like that than an ad hoc statewide or nationwide committee of folks who, you know, pressure legislators. I don't think that's local control.
The lead opponent statewide to Common Core standards has been Laura Reinbold, who represents Eagle River in the legislature. In 2015, she barnstormed to Sitka and met with about 100 people concerned about the new standards. Around the time of her visit, a meme appeared on Facebook depicting Sitka School Superintendent Mary Wegner dressed in a turban riding a camel in the desert. The meme read, "There is no learning but Common Core, and Mary Wegner is its messenger." A caller to the forum asked Ed Gray for an explanation.
And it smacked of bullying and name calling, and I'm just curious how he reconciles that to then running for a school board and setting a good example for kids.
Gray admitted circulating the meme on the Sitka Chatters Facebook page, but he denied recognizing the image.
Actually, when I posted it, I didn't know it was Mary Wegner. They sent the post down, and I posted that. I didn't know the Photoshop was of her, but I understood what I understood where the message was coming from and why it was sent.
A subsequent listener asked Gray if he would renounce the insult to the superintendent. Gray refused. He'd rather see her gone.
Could I work with her? Yes. Would I want to see someone who would promote local control? Yeah, I would rather have a superintendent that would do that.
The candidates had some common ground. Both supported extracurricular activities and sports. They differed somewhat on health and sexuality education. Gray was a proponent of banning a health instructor at Blatchley Middle School 2 years ago who was also a part-time Planned Parenthood employee. Gray said sexuality instruction should be a family enterprise. McNichol, a pediatrician, had already encountered youth in her practice who were facing possible lifetime consequences from easily preventable sexually transmitted infections. She agreed with Gray, but felt schools should take up the slack for families that don't educate their children about these issues. The forum did not get much more specific than this, but the audience did not seem to mind. One listener sent in the most global question of all, why do we have public education? Ed Gray said it was parents versus the government.
There's two opposing views of education that are in conflict right now. And, you know, one is a traditional view that parents oversee the upbringing and education of their children. And the other is that the primary role of the federal government is to oversee the education and upbringing of children. That's being voiced by a lot of people behind the Fed Ed movement. It's being voiced by a lot of people that are driving that, who believe that that education is by necessity being transformed into workforce development for a managed economy.
Jennifer McNichol said it was about creating a modern democratic society.
Public education is designed to create that common ground that we all, you know, the foundation that we all develop from. Where we go with it, obviously, that's where the individualism and the creativity and choices come in.
And that is the choice Sitka voters will make when they fill the one open seat on the school board this October. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.